I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Stocks took another big hit today. Share prices were down sharply on Wall Street following sizable drops in European and Asian markets. Investors are continuing to worry about the extent of a global recession. Today, the White House announced a new initiative to tackle the financial crisis. President Bush is inviting world leaders to a summit in Washington next month. They'll discuss the underlying causes of the crisis and how to keep it from happening again. Now, before the financial meltdown monopolized the world's attention, Americans were worried about the sinking value of the U.S. dollar. Well, guess what? The dollar is currently gaining in value against other currencies. John Authors is global investment editor at the Financial Times. So why is the U.S. dollar heading up, John?
Well, it's not necessarily anything that suggests that the U.S. economy is greatly healthy. The single biggest reason, I would call this a perverse reaction, is that when markets are crashing, investors need to get out of a lot of their investments. They need to pay off their lenders. And generally speaking, what that involves in recent years is selling off foreign assets and bringing them home to the U.S. So the result is that purely as a result of getting out of the losses they've suffered in credit and in equities and in emerging markets, money flows to the U.S. dollar.
Let's look at some of the numbers in recent weeks. The Russian ruble slid to a two-year low against the dollar this week. The British pound fell to a five-year low. And the Canadian dollar has plunged to under 80 U.S. cents. Are these currency drops all happening for the same reason?
The single factor that I would say is most important was the extreme losses that have been taken in both equities and credit, and that just forced a lot of people to get out of risky trades, and that involved the perverse effect that it meant money flowing into the dollar. The other very important fact we should mention here is that there is one currency against which the dollar is actually weakening quite significantly, which is the yen. Basically, every currency in the world had become overvalued against the dollar and the yen. The key factors about the yen is that Japan famously does not have an inflation problem at all. Quite the reverse, it has a deflation problem, and it has incredibly low interest rates. So the yen has become a barometer of anxiety. So the fact that the dollar is still weakening against the yen shows that there is no great positive belief in the U.S. in all of this. There is continuing growth in anxiety about the world economy.
In the global context, is it always good to have a high currency value for the U.S.?
No, I mean, the other argument, the other critical point to make here is that the weak dollar was, although very few Americans realized it, something that allowed the illusion that markets weren't doing so badly to continue. In many ways, it was a part of what led to the great popular antagonism to the banks bailout, because people didn't realize quite how bad things were. You've seen a lot of people moving 401ks into foreign international funds in the last few years, and a large part of the exceptional returns they were getting from investing overseas was the weakness of the dollar. So a lot of Americans who were invested overseas have actually lost quite badly from the appreciation of the dollar. And obviously this makes life much harder for exporters, often in key manufacturing industries where there are worries. So it's not at all clear that a stronger dollar is necessarily good for America at this moment.
John Authors is global investment editor at the Financial Times. Nursing a cold, your own personal physical meltdown. Feel better and thank you very much.
Contagion continues, yeah.
Thank you.